It's time for the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
ESPN 94.7, welcome back. We're out doing our show live at JR's Pub and Grill.
A lot of noise here.
A lot of noise here, and we're having a good time here in Austin Town. I'm telling you, nice crowd. I want to thank everybody who came out today to be part of our show today.
Here's a guy I love for many reasons. He works here, and I know Jeff and Denise think the world of you. This is my brother, Sergio. Sergio, how do you pronounce your last name?
Carson.
And what do you do here exactly?
I help out bartending. I have a couple other jobs, but yeah, when they need help here, I help out.
What's JR's Pub mean to you and your relationship with the Richards family?
Oh, goodness. I formed a lot of relationships from here. I've been coming off and on, pretty on, but for 10 years with karaoke and coming and checking out the bands, and then, you know, I don't know, the community here has been awesome.
You yourself sing. You're an aspiring musician. How long have you been doing that?
My whole life. My dad always sang, danced, all that kind of stuff. So he would always take me around, and I would just hear it around the house and kind of do that myself.
What kind of music you like? What kind of music you do?
Anything. I grew up with like classic rock, but my dad would be like Motown and like older stuff like that. Now I'm more country, but...
You want to do a number for us today? Am I putting you on the spot?
A whole number.
you could do a short song. You pick it out. I'll find a karaoke track.
Goodness gracious. Let me think.
Maybe an Eagles song?
You want to do an Eagles song? Take it easy. Take it easy.
Don't let the sound of
your own wheels drive you crazy.
All right, I'm gonna find the track to that. Hold on a second.
As long as you don't sing.
No, I'm not singing, Fanta. I am going to let him sing, but I have to get the background.
You
are like so pushy
you
today.
You always have to chime in.
I'm telling
in,
you.
Yeah.
Sergio is going to do Take It Easy, and we're going to get the instrumental up here. We're also going to get back up here our brother, Elliot. All right, you ready? Hold on. I'm going to come back over there.
All right.
Fantone, you talk.
Okay.
All right, okay. I got to move around.
All right.
A lot of seats here.
Mr. Sports is moving around, going over there to set up Sergio. Here at 94.7 FM at JR's Pub and Grill. Sergio's going to sing for us. A little Eagles and Take It Easy coming up. The sports
on his
way over there. Watch those wires.
No, I'm good here.
This one? Come on, Sergio.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sergio does an Eagles Take It Easy cover. All right, here we go. Hold on a second. Well, that came up on me quick. Here we go. I think.
Maybe.
Why is it doing this to me? Why? All right, here we go. It's on plan. I don't understand.
I see that.
Is there some introduction?
Well,
piece?
We are in the middle of another.
This is pretty good, ain't it?
John Batcho moment.
All right, here we go. Let me try it one more time. I know it's here.
Another. It's a classic. It's a classic Mr. Sports
I can't
moment.
Get it. I can't get anything.
You can't get it.
Fantone, you
can't get
like,
it.
Always like.
You know, again.
All right, let's try this.
Another delay.
Not working.
Yes.
Somebody on my phone. Line.
Somebody's on the phone.
Don't call me now. I am live.
I didn't call you.
Did I pay my phone bill? Did they shut my phone off? Hold on, sir.
Come on.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No,
maybe I got too many
right.
things open. You know how that goes.
Sometimes.
You
yeah.
want me to this do is... some? Want me to do some sports scores while you're getting
yeah,
that together
go,
or whatever?
Fantone, waste time.
Come on.
Come on.
Hey, the
come
Stanley
on,
Cup playoffs or Stanley Cup finals are tonight, 7:30.
By the way, tonight's
right
karaoke night.
Tonight is karaoke night here at JR's.
Yeah, thank you for that,
that's
Ron.
That's right. It's going to be a good one.
All right, here we go. I think I got
right,
it.
Got
I think
it
I
now.
Got it fixed now. Ladies and gentlemen, for your entertainment pleasure, hold on. I know, it's just like some opening thing.
Well, I've been running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. boy, they want to hold me too. They want to show me one, so she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lord, no, why you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
No, I want you to keep going, Serge.
Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
All right, here we go. That's Sergio.
Live from JR's 94.7 FM. Great job, Sergio. Nice job, man. That was really an excellent job. Sports hobbles us way back over here.
They want to book you on tour now.
They want to book you on America's Got Talent.
I feel like I'm on hosting Star Search here today. Don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck happened to my phone. It went like blank and everything. It took forever to get Sergio on. I don't know. Well, That's what happens, man.
It's a good thing I'm a great ad-libber.
Yeah. Really, man. Yeah. I don't know what I would do without your ad-libbing, Phantom. Sergio, thank you so much.
No,
do you still have aspirations to be a musician?
I like to write music more than anything.
Really? Original material?
Yeah, more so, I would say. I like to sing. I like to do all that. That's just kind of what got me there. But I'm a lyrics guy.
Okay. And you like the Wings here at JR's, I assume?
Oh, I like the Wings. My favorite are the Southwest and the Bourbon, probably.
Ooh, I'm just going to ask you your favorite flavor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio.
Thanks, brother.
Wow, there he is.
Applause for Sergio. Sir, great job on that.
I'm telling you, that was impressive.
Great job.
We have Dirty Little Secrets and the cover-ups here now. I mean, my God. Marty Planey, come on up here. We've got megastar Marty Planey about to come up here.
Marty Planey.
This guy, Ron. You think people are entertaining. This guy takes it to a whole new level.
Wow.
This guy takes it to a whole new level.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, guys.
Marty, what the heck? There's certain things I know I cannot talk to you about today.
Yes.
But you come down here all the time. Correct. You get your mail here, right?
Yeah, I do. Occasionally.
What's going on in your life? Do you have 8,000 kids?
Yes. 14 daughters.
It's hard to raise. You got four daughters.
Four daughters, yes.
What's that like, man? Is that hell?
I always wanted to get them out of diapers, and I finally did, and now I buy 12 rolls of toilet paper every other day.
So where did you pick up, your insane sense of humor? You come in here and you light up a room. Every event we do, trivia,
bingo. I'd love to say my Uncle Marty, but you guys know him.
Uncle Marty Dyer, is he, responsible for your great personality?
I didn't get it from him.
That's hard to believe there. You
guys know I didn't get it from him. I don't know.
And how's the love life going, Marty? Oh. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah,
is that going good?
Let's not go there right now.
I knew he was going to do
you
it.
Need,
I knew it. That's why I was afraid to come up.
You tried to tell him.
You need advice from the Lovelorn.
Yes.
You
yes.
should write in to Fantone and I. We will help you on the air. Yes. We can do that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Marty, have you ever had aspirations of doing radio or anything?
Not really.
Dee's writing in. She goes, you guys need to do a shot on the air together.
We could.
We could do a shot on the air together. It's late enough.
We're
now.
Good at that.
Yes. Hit me with your best shot. It's a little Pat Benatar. Marty, have you ever, your personality and everything, have you ever wanted to be on the radio or had any media or something?
I always wanted to get into acting, but now I live through my kids. They did a lot of acting.
Marty,
actually, with Ray's niece, Chloe.
Were talking to Ray House, too.
Yeah.
And the real reason you went over, as nice a guy as Ray is, you wanted to get a closer look at Mandy. Don't lie. You got to tell
me. Pam thought.
That's all.
Yes. No, his brother Gary, his daughter Chloe, and my kids used to do plays all the time.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that's how they know them, yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough for your friendship. I think you're an awesome person. And any girl that does land you is the luckiest girl ever.
Lucky, lucky girl.
And all that comes with it.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, hey, thanks for
that. That is Marty Planey with us this morning.
Great job today, guys. You guys sound awesome.
Oh, we're having fun. Yeah. Live on location.
Marty!
Marty, like a megastar. Jeff Richards! Jeff Richards! Jeff! We're calling Jeff up. We're gonna hear from Elliot Haynes, another number coming up here. We got to get the man on.
We got to get Jeff.
We got to get the owner on. Yeah. And with so much to talk to Jeff about.
Guy who?
You made him cook.
Made us.
He hasn't had a chance to get away for 1 second.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Jeff, what do you think about our live performance today, our turnout?
I love this.
Isn't this
awesome.
Fun?
We can do this anytime.
Hey, thank you.
I love this.
Jeff, thank you for having us, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having us.
We love JRs anyway and everything that goes with it. And you guys, you and Denise and you guys, I mean, everybody here, I mean, just makes everybody feel so welcome. And we're so happy to be here, man.
It's family.
It is.
You know, that's what we do.
It really is.
Jeff, we talk about acquiring more sponsorships because live and local, like we do here,
yeah.
That takes work and everything. You were one of the first people to hop on board and everything. What have you gotten bang for the buck in terms of advertising?
Oh, man. I can't imagine. I mean, you guys have treated me really, really well. You know what I mean? And I was happy when you talked about doing this. I said, count me in, like, right away. Because I do a lot of local advertising as it is. And it's, you know, a little bit of TV, a little bit of radio, Internet, and now the radio. So, I mean, you can't beat it being local. You know what I mean? It's just perfect. We need this.
And Jeff has been with us, like, right from the start, John. And our biggest backer, right when we first started our show about 6 weeks ago. And we want you to know how much we appreciate that, Jeff.
Oh,
really.
Thanks,
been with us right from the beginning, and it's a great place. It's our favorite place. I know that.
It is. I come here.
Yep.
Jeff, you hire these bands and everything, and I did press you to hire the classics for the very first time. So hopefully, Ray, Mandy, you, and Mike Sotelo.
I'll find them something.
I'm a pain in the backside a little bit sometimes. I know that.
That is absolutely correct.
No doubt. No argument there.
You had to get up so early today to do this.
Well, I was already up. I already get up in that 7:30 time frame, but I wanted to be here early, make sure everything was good for everybody. And I just appreciate everybody coming out and, you know, supporting this and supporting us. I love it. I love it.
And you were in a band in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, it's from 70, well, in high school in the 70s and then, you know, into the 81.
Yeah. And they were called Changes.
Changes, originally. And then at the end, we were called Another Local Band.
Another local band.
That's cool.
Kim Connors here that was involved with Peppermint Productions, and she's trying to dig up your old master tapes with Gary Ramey up at Peppermint.
I appreciate that. That'd be awesome.
With Ann Schutz and LaMarca.
Yeah. I mean, I got stuff on the computer, but, you know, it would be nice to have some stuff.
So if anybody hasn't been to JR's, and I can't imagine somebody hasn't been here, on the menu and everything, we talked about your Denny's Pass and everything. Uh-huh. You've got the mini pizzas, which I love.
Right.
The wings
bar
are
food, John. Bar food, okay? When we went into this with my son Josh, he set up the whole front side of the bar. He had bartender experience. When I went to when we said we wanted to do this, I went, you know, right to the kitchen part. You know what I mean? But I wanted it to be simple as possible.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Wings, pizza, you know, burgers, simple stuff. Nothing real complicated, but something that will soak up some alcohol.
But I'll tell you, it's all good. It's all good, JR, really.
Jeff, I'm gonna turn it to a serious subject. You were on our show live. We didn't get a chance to talk about Ray House, too. Talked about a heart attack and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You had the same fate nearly happen to you not long ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, nothing like what Ray went through, for sure. But
you thought, at worst, you had a couple back issues.
Well, yeah.
Little did you know.
For years, I've had back issues. But I've been on my feet for 51 years, so it's just the way it goes. But I had a little bit of pain, and I thought I pulled a muscle, and it just kept getting worse. And I told Denise, I'll take a couple aspirin, it'll go away, because whenever I get an ache or pain, I just take some aspirin. Well, it didn't go away, and I knew right away I should have this checked. And when I got to the emergency room, they said, oh, yeah, you're having a heart attack.
Oh,
I said, well, that's nice. What do we do here? You know what I mean? And they said, we'll get you in. They put a stent in. From the time I went to the emergency room to the time I got home, 36 hours. They did a great job. They took good care of me, put a stent in,
you know, give me some medication, and away we went.
Here's the thing that you told me, which kind of startled me. You said the blockages were high.
Oh, yeah, real high.
Give me numbers.
98% on the Widowmaker and 100%
98 on the Widowmaker.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, he said it was my second heart attack. I had no clue. I had absolutely no clue. You know what I mean? It's like, well, okay.
We're glad you're still here, Jeff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. Glad you're still here.
Better to be, seen than to be viewed, right?
Yes.
But, Jeff, let's run down your weekly lineup. Of course, you got the classics here tonight. No, I'm kidding. You know, tonight's a big night for you. We had bingo last night.
Spike your beer if you can.
We had bingo last night. It went very well.
Very nice.
We're going to be up to a four-figure plateau for the coverall next week.
Yeah, nice.
But tonight, maybe the biggest night of the week.
Absolutely. Almost every week, this is the biggest night of the week. And Simply Ed does a phenomenal job. I mean, he's the king of karaoke.
Yep. Yes, he is.
I mean, and it just worked out when things had to happen. When I had a guy doing karaoke, he couldn't do it anymore. And someone recommended him, and you know, I contacted him, and he said, yeah, right away. And it's a different crowd, though. It's early in the evening. It's older folks.
Yes.
As it gets into that 10, 10:30 range, the place just fills up with younger folks in the early 20s, early to mid-20s.
And then the music changes, too,
the music
doesn't it?
The music does change.
Yes.
I don't work late anymore, if you know what I mean.
Jeff, having been in a band, do you ever get up and do karaoke yourself?
I did it twice, and
really?
I won't do it again. No.
Why?
Well, I'm a backup singer at the best, okay? The guys would never let me... you know, sing a song out front, but I can harmonize okay.
Yeah.
And being a drummer, I had both legs and both arms going, and the brain had to go too, and that was just not real good.
And one of the other cool things, you hire all these great bands, and I've seen so many bands here debut because of you or been here because of you.
Yeah.
You guest drum with some of them up there and do live songs.
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of semi-retarded or retired now.
You do a great job
anymore.
Up there.
Well, again, with all the issues I had, you know, the legs don't work like they used to. But I love the bands. I mean, from day one, you know, the first band we had was Guys Without Ties. And then, Gary Markowski came in not long after that. And I'll be honest with you, I've never, in 9.5 years, ever contacted a band to come play here.
Wow.
I mean, and we're full. I mean, I'm full. I mean, all the way through the end of the year. You know what I mean? So I could have booked next year if I wanted to.
And bands want to get in here. Annually, Jack and JR's Pub is annually voted one of the top three places in the Valley that they want to play.
It's a great
venue. A big stage area.
It's that room.
Sinfarina talked about it. She said it was extraordinary.
When we walked in to buy this place, there was no lights, no heat, no nothing. Okay? When we walked in, I looked at it, I saw the bar. Josh says, I can make that bar work. And we walked into that room, and I heard the acoustical difference.
Yeah.
And I told Josh, I said, we'll fill this room.
There it is.
We'll fill this room. And we have. Any weekend I want a band, I could have one.
And again, you have no regrets about the amount of money that you spend here with the radio station.
Can or cannot be profitable. Depends on how you look at it. COVID really messed things up.
It really did. 2020, to get through that time period was tough.
But people are outdoors now. You know what I mean? I don't have an outdoor space that you can use. But
absolutely. Jeff Richards, I'm happy for you today. It's a big day, man.
Thanks for coming out here, guys.
Thank you.
Please do it again
us.
Anytime.
Hey,
anytime.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
It's a lot of fun.
So your support. Thanks,
it's a short drive for Fantone, even though he was later.
I love this.
Yeah, what was the over-under on him being late?
Yeah, we were taking bets this morning.
I said
I said
at least 10 minutes. Okay.
10 till.
We're live. Honestly, we'd like to thank everybody for coming out. I see some
really
wonderful faces here.
And you know, I want to thank Cindy Lou.
I love Cindy Lou.
I mean, she comes here and she does all this stuff for us. She's always behind us and stuff. I mean, it's really nice of her. I appreciate her.
She is awesome. We're going to take a break. We are live on location at JR's Pub, 1722 South Raccoon Road in Austintown. Be open all day. They open good and early for a live broadcast. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone on a Tuesday afternoon.
Back at JR's Pub live on ESPN 94.7.
ESPN 94.7. Thank you, Carl, so much. So nice to meet Carl's lovely fiance today, too. We've got one of our favorite people here with us again. We have Elliot. Yeah, everything's up. Everything's up.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Here we go. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. We've got Elliot.
Elliot.
Ready to run the show.
All right, Elliot, you're going to do a little...
Little sister bio.
All right, Ron, get away from the mic. We want you to have nothing to do with this song. All right, you ready, Elliot?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Danny and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old boy weevil. Guess I'll try my love with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Thank you.
Elliot, thank you, Elliot. God love you, brother. Love you. Thank you, man. Here's Elliot doing Little Sister, the Elvis song, here on ESPN 94.7. We have had a dynamite time here at JR's Pub and Grill, broadcasting our show for the first time out on the road, live on remote broadcast, and hopefully we're going to be doing a lot more of these. Hopefully a lot more of these at JR's. And really. That's right. Yes, we'll be at Kuf Leitner in Greenwood as we hit the used car and new car circuit. A little bit of everything.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the support. And I know Jeff does.
One of the new things, I'm going to bring you back in, Carl Bloom, for a second.
Sure.
There's so much variety in entertainment with this show, and today proves that, I think.
Yeah.
And Jeff, and that has to make you feel good as an owner, talking about the bang for his buck and what he got for his investment in sponsoring our radio station and our show. It's got to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go above and beyond.
Right. And I do that for everybody that, contacts us about advertising. It's about helping get word out. You know, we have a very powerful tool here that we could use to tell people about events and businesses and whatever else is going on. And it's also a good outlet for, like, the local artists that were on your show this mm-hmm. morning. You had a lot of really good guests on this morning, a lot of good entertainment.
Yeah, tremendous people. Ray Halstew is a brother to me. He's one of my best friends in this world, anyway.
He's been here for the whole time, man, and I don't understand why he's a great friend of yours, but
we almost, like, grew up in the same era.
And we appreciate Ray being here. Yeah, we do.
You always say that I put you down, I'm too mean to you, and everything. And the first opportunity you got to land the shot, get your hand off my back, man.
Let me look kiss right
here. No, I don't, I'm not giving you a kiss.
A little kiss right here.
Get out of here, man. Something wrong with you.
Man, I really can't take you two out, can I?
I'm telling you.
Bobby Gavalier in the house. Bobby, Gab, get up here.
Bob.
Whoa, look at this. It's a cast of thousands.
Gab, thanks for getting here. You know, I know you had to work, brother, but nice to see you. This is like insanity on this show today, and this is our first live on
location. What do you mean, just today?
Yeah, I know.
Your whole show's insane.
You were on the show. What was your first impression? Like, what's this about? What exactly?
You want me to do the sign? It's a show about nothing. You want to do the Seinfeld reference?
That's perfect. Show about nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that, but we're doing something.
We're doing something. We're not sure what it
Nobody
is.
Nobody knows.
Well, you know, when Andy Gray interviewed us from the Tribune and the Vindicator, and he goes, "Well, what's it about?" I'm like, "Do you remember the old Seinfeld thing? It's a show about nothing." And basically, that's what it is.
Yeah,
we're kind of like all over the board, but that's what we wanted, the variety. It's like, this is the way morning shows used to be, Gav.
Yeah, it is, and it's entertaining, and you get a lot of information. You guys, you know, you do homework all the time, and you get a lot of information out of it, too.
Gav, are you following the sports world?
Yes.
Okay, Chuck Geiswhite was here earlier. I don't think Chuck's still with us, but you and him are the biggest Miami Dolphin fans that I know. Is Miami going to come back into prominence this year? I know Dee's listening. She's a big Dolphins fan. Well, you got to hear it from Gav, one of the biggest Dolphins fans that I know. Dee, if you're listening, this is what Gav's going to tell you about the 2025 Miami Dolphins.
I think this is going to be an interesting year. I'm worried about, well, as always, Tua staying healthy. First of all, they give him too much money, I think. Even as a Dolphins fan, they give him too much money. But that's the way the quarterbacks are these days. But for as far as his injuries and thing, I wouldn't have gave him that much money just because of his injury prone. The offensive line still needs worked on, and I think that's the biggest thing is the offensive line. So if the offensive line's better, two is better, I think they'll be all right. The defense is going to be really good this year.
And you got a running back that's on the verge of maybe exploding.
Yes.
I mean, we've seen glimpses. He can't stay healthy, but talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, Achane has come in kind of a surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, they brought in a couple of guys the last couple of years. Mostert, Wilson.
Well, a couple of years ago, they were giving Mostert all the goal line carries. He was getting all the touchdowns.
They casted him to the side last year because Achane has come in and done so much. They drafted a couple guys this year in the draft to hopefully to give Achane. He's not a big back, and that's the problem. He gets hurt a lot. He gets banged up a lot. So they brought a couple guys in to hopefully spell him a little bit. And as always, it's going to come down to Tyreek Hill not being a baby.
Yep.
Just doing his work, and then Waddle staying healthy. And that's another one. Waddle is another guy. He's got
very unheralded,
receiver. And he's very unhealthy too, and he's very banged up a lot.
What was your thoughts when you said read? And it was just a couple weeks ago, but the Steelers were trying to put in a bid for a trade for Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith. That's one of the things. He wants more money after one good year, and I think is that he had a couple years where he wasn't in the fray, you know, no one heard about him. He had one good year last year. Was that McDaniel helping him out? And will he go to Pittsburgh? I don't know who's going to throw. I mean, yeah, they run an Aaron Rodgers, but I still don't believe in that. So with him wanting more money and his age, I think Miami's regulators say, go ahead, you can move on. We're going to bring in some young guys because I think it's more with the tight end, it's more the system of McDaniel than the player itself.
Wow.
Are there any other quarterbacks on that roster that you would like to see?
You guys, who'd you draft in Miami?
I'm impressed with Ewers. They got Ewers from Texas. They drafted him late. We'll have to see how he does. I'm excited about him kind of developing him. Will they throw him in if Tua does go down? Not sure about that. So.
You know, it's too bad about Tua with the injury history when he's healthy, he's just outstanding. I mean, he really is.
He is built for that offense.
Yeah.
It's quick. They also brought in Zach Wilson. I forgot in a second. They brought in Zach Wilson maybe to reinvigorate him. Maybe he'll help out. I saw a great interview with him how he said that McDaniel is saying you're throwing the ball too late.
Okay.
Because of the way that his offense is. Now, I read another article about it. Ewers is built for this McDaniel system, getting it out early, getting it right away. And so we'll see if he replaces Zach Wilson in that fray, but that'll be interesting to see.
Any truth to the rumor that the Dolphins are considering bringing back a 75-year-old Bob Greasy?
I knew something was coming. I knew.
I'm just curious. I just wanted to
there
try
may
that
be
out.
A possibility. I heard the more the rumors are bringing, they're going to try and reincarnate the 84 Dan Marino.
Oh, okay.
That's a drop back in a walker, though.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for being with us, brother. No,
I wish I would have been here more.
No, it's fine. We love you. And I know Carl Blum loves you. What's Bob Gavalier mean to you personally? Do you think about him all the time?
Oh, yes. He's a great guy.
Carl and I we worked together a long time ago, yeah. too.
You guys have this kinship, this horse sense about you two.
It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Hey, we're going to give away Scrappers tickets to the people that are here, too.
Yeah, we are.
Gav, you need Scrappers tickets.
Hey, I'll take a couple of Scrappers.
Chester, thank you. Big Chester Stout, man.
Love some Scrappers tickets.
And so many musicians and so many songs. Man. Gavs. I mean, it's like a concert today. It's like a live concert. I'm telling you.
Man right there. Chester's a big
That's a big boy. This is a big boy.
I'm telling you.
He's big.
Nobody messes with me when Chester's around.
I wouldn't mess with you.
Is that your actually bodyguard that to come here?
He is my bodyguard. Him and Chris Davis are my bodyguards. I'm flanked on both sides, man. I'm feeling pretty good about myself in bodyguard stereo.
Don't worry about with those
bodyguard
two.
Stereo, man. All right, we're going to take a break. I think I have somebody here that I'm going to bring up if she wants to do
grab?
It. Yeah. It's like a who's who. Now I already know who's coming up.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Mr. Sports Ron Fantone live on location, JR's Pub in Austintown after this.
We are back at 94.7 FM. Ron Fantone of Mr. Sports getting ready to wrap things up here at JR's. What a great, great morning. And a quick thank you to everyone who came out and joined us today, man. We really appreciate it. And we got more.
And we got Mike Sotelo.
Mike, his partners in crime with Ray House, two of the classics, are going to play here for the very first time at JR's Pub.
This is exciting.
And you're going to do an old Dean Martin song.
Absolutely.
Dean Martin, a part of the Rat Pack. Ain't that a kick in the head?
All right, you ready?
I am.
Mike, you comfortable there?
Yeah, about as comfortable as I'm going to get.
Hold on.
There you go. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning, I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful enough to spread. It's just like the fella said, tell me quick, and love a kick in the head. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like a sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning, I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, but I'd stick. Tell me quick. Oh, I love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head. Thank you.
There you go, Mike Sotelo.
Thank you, Mike. Very good job, man. Great job, Mike. Thank you very much. 94.7 FM on a Tuesday, early Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone with you. And we going to get anybody else up here to sing? You coming up to sing?
Pam could sing, but she won't do it.
Come on.
She's one of those, like...
Come on.
She's a fraidy cat, Ron. She's a fraidy cat.
Why is she a fraidy cat?
She's a fraidy... You're a fraidy cat.
Fraidy cat.
You are a fraidy cat, fraidy cat. She's one of those girls that likes to walk around in the bar rooms. She gets a few shots in her, and then she'll sing for anybody.
They used to call them a tease.
Put her on the radio, and she freezes up, and she becomes a fraidy cat.
She's a tease.
That's exactly what happened. Fraidy cat, Pam.
Fraidy cat.
Nothing could be worse than be called a fraidy cat.
Fraidy cat. On radio.
That's right.
Call a fraidy cat on radio.
That's right. This is sports. Ron Fantone, your music, sports, comedy, variety, everything in between, local show of insanity. A little something for everybody. College World Series today, Ron. They're getting that, I think it's already underway, the resuming of that LSU-UCLA game after the suspension yesterday. Arizona and Coastal Carolina slated at 2 on
was
ESPN.
Was that a rain delay, that game? The hell was that?
And Louisville and Oregon State. I'm just checking the TVs.
All right.
If you come to JR's Pub, it's almost like a sports bar because he's got sports on everywhere, which I love. Louisville, Oregon State tonight at 7 on ESPN. Guardians, idle yesterday. They'll be at San Francisco tonight. They've lost 3 in a row after being swept by Seattle. 9:45 tonight. It'll be Slade Ciccone on the hill. They're 9.5 back in Detroit. Time to get a move on for Cleveland. Bucks were idle yesterday. They'll be at Detroit tonight at 6:40. Bailey Falls.
I am not the best for nothing, man.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City at home, 120-109 over Indiana. Thunder go up 3-2 in the best of 7. Jalen Williams with 40. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 31. Ty Halliburton was really held in check last
bad
night.
Bad night last 4 points.
Says he has a calf injury. I don't know. Game 6 will be Thursday at 8:30 on ABC. Oklahoma City at Indiana. Although, I think... that Indiana's certainly capable of extending it to the full extent at 7 games.
I do, too.
I kind of like Oklahoma City right now. I just feel like they're on a mission, and they're going to close it out at Indiana. We'll have to wait and see. Thunder, 4.5-point pick, according to Vegas odds makers. Stanley Cup Finals tonight. It'll be right here on ESPN 94.7. You can also watch it on TNT. Edmonton and Florida at 8 o'clock. Florida up 3-2 in the best of 7. The Scrappers play tonight. They'll be playing State College at 6:35 in the Major League Baseball Draft League. And to Mary Kay Cabot with an interesting article or speculation about Cleveland.com that the Browns could, in fact, on the 53-man roster, carry 4 quarterbacks.
On the 53-man roster, I find that
although
hard.
She also seemed to speculate, too, that one of these guys, they would hold on to 4 in hopes of dealing one prior to the trading deadline.
So I have to wait. Well, who do you think is going to be? Rise, you know how cream rises to the top, they say. Who do you think's going to wind up with that job for the Browns? I have my
I think it's going to be Flacco as the starter, and I think at some point, just the way it's going, you're going to probably have to see Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel see these kids. I think Kenny Pickett's the odd man out.
And another reason for that, too, John, you mentioned they have to find out what these quarterbacks have because the Browns have 2 picks from the Jacksonville trade. They have 2 picks in next year's
draft. And you don't want to have to waste one on a quarterback if you got the quarterback of the future this year.
And next
that
year,
would be the best case scenario. And then address other weaknesses on the
but
team.
But it's nice to have that extra pick because next year's draft is quarterback rich. It really is.
When I keep reading, too, you know, people don't expect neither Jacksonville or Cleveland to be very good next year. So these picks are probably going to be pretty high. A lot of speculation. Arch Manning, Texas, he comes out and everything. He would be the consensus number one pick.
Would be.
And he would look pretty good in the Browns uniform.
And, you know, there's a – I think the Browns would do a lot better than Jacksonville. But, you know, I talk with my heart instead of my head. But I think the Browns are going to do much better than Jacksonville this year.
All right, we're going to take a break, Carl. We are live on location. It's been fantastic turnout. Man, live and local radio, definitely back in full force.
Telling you, man.
Back after this, right here on ESPN 94.7.
Show here. It's the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone show here on ESPN 94.7, our last segment. And boy, what a crowd we have today.
It's crazy. We got when beautiful Mandy came back up. I got another close-up view of Mandy.
I'm telling you. Hi, Mandy.
Listen.
Look, hear that? She's cute.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah, she is.
I am telling you what. I got some photos from Ray House too about Mandy.
Are we back? We're back, right?
This is some of her modeling shoots. Yes.
We're on the air now. Okay. Whoa.
You have been on the planet Saturn all day. These are some of Mandy's.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is some of Mandy's modeling pictures.
Wow. Jeez, oh man.
Paul Fitch has joined us.
Wow.
Paul, this is like it. You were here, you come here for trivia, which we do tomorrow night. Is this crazy for a live show today?
It's beautiful. All our friends are out here to support you. sing for you. You had such talent here. You're making Youngstown proud. We're back to have a local venue that you can do your own thing.
Right. Instead of something out of Chicago or L.A. or New York. Nobody cares.
It was funny when you were talking about Bob and Tom the other day. I hit Y103. Like you say, we're on Y103. Everyone's got syndicated stuff. There is no more individuality.
Yeah, Bob and Tom aren't going to be at any time at JR's Pub soon. Or like next week, we're at John Coop Leitner's place.
We're talking about anything local. Yeah. We're not going to be talking about
anything. And that's what we're bringing back. Yeah. We do that.
And we appreciate you. Three hours of enjoyment and the people you have here. Cindy was here, you know. Zatello, da-da-da. And, of course, our great friend Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. And Sergio. I didn't know Sergio could sing that well.
You didn't know Sergio could sing that well.
He already left. He's going somewhere.
I didn't know that either. That he could sing.
Very talented. And we got young Mark. We got young Scott. All the young guys in the house. And then we got old man Marty here.
Old man Marty.
And old man Timmy.
Here it comes. We're not even off yet.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know.
No, I'm going to have my shot right now.
You have it now?
Yeah, I've been carrying the show all day. All right, here we go.
We need a chaser, though, don't we?
No. I got to go. God bless you, man.
Love you, brother.
Fun. Love you, too. This has been a lot of fun. All right, what did you get? What the hell is that? Cough syrup?
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh, you got the peach. All right. Thank you, Pam. Pam did not sing for us. I wanted her to sing.
She said she awesome.
I had to check.
She has a great voice, and she refused to come up.
Come on.
Grady Cat.
She was so outside, she wouldn't sing.
Yeah.
As we're all sitting out there, and may I take a minute to wish my daughter Mary and her new husband Morgan the best life to ever be. I've been impressed. I have two good kids, as you have good kids. She did something right.
Absolutely. And Paul, we always make fun of you because you robbed the cradle. You got a girl that's 20 years your junior.
Yes, I do.
You dirty old man, you.
No, smart financial planner. She has 20 more years to work.
There it is.
Absolutely amazing. Paul, thanks for coming out today. I hope you had a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
Paul, thank you for all the nice
and
work.
And wait a minute. I'm going to give him some wings because he says he never gets his wings.
I know. Oh, Fantone's such a burger, isn't he?
You know what?
He's like that dog.
I'm good on
it. Fantone's like a dog. Roll over. Come on, Beg, sit up.
Yeah.
You are like a dog.
I got a bone for you, too, yeah. Yes, I do.
All right, thanks, guys.
We're still on, right?
Yeah, we're still on. We have a couple minutes.
But look, Carl.
Not too long after this.
You get about 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah. Hey, I do want to mention, tomorrow we're going to be back live in the studio.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to do Louise for Bart, who unfortunately had a sore throat and couldn't attend today.
I was looking forward to meeting Bart today.
I know, he'll be here.
I really was.
J.O.'s Pub Trivia. We'll give you a chance at some of these wings. And then Candy Campana's coming to the studio.
That'd be nice.
Great singer at 10:30. And we'll talk to John Reese, who's a local legend, too. It's what
you need. You line them up, brother. I tell you, get some good people in there.
Yeah, you know what?
Really
this is local, again, local radio, and you can't get a Ray Houstou in L.A.
Listen,
you can't get a Ray Houstou or Mike Satello or Bob Gavalier in Los Angeles. Ray, we got about a minute. Get up here. I just want to say one thing. I want to say one thing, and I want you to back me on this, my brother. Bob and Tom, Michael, get on it. Bob and Tom and Rover and whatever, Grover from Sesame Street and Morning Glory, they can't touch us because they can't get Satello and Houstou on the air.
That's right.
There we go. There is no
local content. You got to have local content.
It takes legends like you guys to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can't thank you guys enough for performing and coming out here.
Thanks.
And most importantly, bring in Mandy Ray.
That's always
wrong. Bring in Mandy here. I'm telling you. It doesn't, rock for the care. Hey, you want some Scrappers tickets? We're giving them away after the show. Yeah, you should. That's right. All right, anything else? Carl, what were your impressions today?
Hey, this was great. There's a few things I got to work on technically, but otherwise I thought this was a very successful and great show today. So thanks, guys.
Thanks for everything you did today, Carl, man. Everything was really
Are you going to help Carl tear down since you got here early?
Not at all. No, I'm not.
See?
No,
it's all good. It's all good. I got it.
No,
look, he's got 9,000 pieces of equipment here. Yeah, we got to help him. Yeah. You wandered in 2 seconds. You want Scrapper tickets? Here, that you can, all of them.
He didn't do his shot because he's trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, we got to go.
We
got to
go.
We got to go. We're going to give away Scrappers tickets. Mandy, we love you.
Thank you.
We love you. All right, we'll take care. We'll be in the studio tomorrow.
Yep, see you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
ESPN 94.7, live from JR. For Sunday night.